What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. This episode is a very special episode because this is our first episode on the Lads City Network. So this episode is available over on the Lads City YouTube channel. Throughout this episode, we are going to be kind of talking about some visual stuff. We'll try to work you through it on audio too, so that as we're explaining stuff, you can kind of visualize what we're talking about, but you're definitely going to get a better experience watching the video as well. So in this episode, we are going to talk about our transition into Lads, what we're doing at Lads. Plus, we're going to really dig into what we're so excited about in the worlds of NFTs and DeFi and crypto and altcoins and all sorts of really, really interesting stuff that we're fascinated by and hopefully you're fascinated by as well. So just wanted to let you know this is a very special episode because it is the Lads City Network episode. All right, let's go ahead and dive in.
Boom, boom, sh, boom, boom. Boom,
what's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki. We recently did a full-on audit of our site.
We did.
And we saw
SEO audit specifically.
Yes, SEO audit. And we had some issues. Yeah. So walk me through this. We used Ahrefs.
We did use Ahrefs. Uh-huh. And when I ran our site through Ahrefs, I found all sorts of little calamities.
Calamities, yes. So Ahrefs, it was nice enough to give us the advice on how to fix these things, I believe,
yes,
right?
Yes, Ahrefs tells you, hey, look, this should be HTTPS, but you've got it as HTTP. Maybe go fix that. Hey, this link is porting to a 404 broken page. Maybe go fix that
one. No bueno.
Hey, yeah. This URL here is redirecting like four times before it gets to the final destination. Maybe that's something you can fix, right? And you go and fix all those things, and the next thing you know, your site actually ranks a little bit better and goes a little bit faster.
Like, so what? The point is, we should probably be paying attention. Everyone, you listening, should be monitoring your SEO health, right?
Yeah, you should be monitoring your SEO health if SEO is important to you in your business.
Yes, definitely should. We get most of our new traffic through SEO, and it's fabulous because it's free traffic. But we position our content in a way where it's attractive to Google and you, the listener. Ahrefs is hooking you up, though, because they still have their normal Ahrefs, which we highly recommend. We've still used to this day for years and years and years on end. Every other SEO expert that we've had on the show also uses it. Well, now they have a free version that is actually a thing that's going to monitor your website for its health, 100 SEO issues and more. Backlinks, like you'll know who's linking to you and all that stuff. There's opportunities for you to do stuff there. And then, of course, all the keywords that are ranking for you can get this for free.
Yeah, it's free. Like, we talk about Ahrefs. We've been talking about Ahrefs forever. They now have a new thing called Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. You can find out about it over at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT, Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. It is a free version of Ahrefs. So go check this thing out. Best conversion rate you're going to get. Monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. Check out ahrefs.com/AWT.
Alrighty. We're in a new place.
We are.
Almost.
Yeah. Almost. Of. Well, we're kind in the same place. We're trying to find a location in Lad City right now.
We are. Yes. Why are we doing that, Matt?
Right now we're stuck in San Diego.
Oh, it's horrible here.
So but real estate's hard to find in Lad City, so we're working on it right now.
Yeah. Some big changes. This is a new thing for us. So we're only 430 episodes into the Hustle and Flowchart show podcast.
Only.
Yeah. But the first of many at Lad City.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. This is our breakout episode. And I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
Well, we're not technically in the city. I mean, we're in the city, but we're not in the city. You're going to see some changes here pretty soon. So Hello, new people. Or actually, it's new to us. You're not new people to Lad City or wherever you're watching us. Maybe you are new to Lad City. Welcome to Lad City.
Yeah, there's going to be people here that have been listening to Hustle and Flowchart for a while that are now getting exposed to Lad City. And there's people that are in Lad City that are like, who the hell are these guys? And that's what this episode is going to be about, is who the hell are these guys? We're also going to talk a little bit about some of the cool things that we're seeing in the crypto NFT world.
We're going to talk about our vibe, our tribe. I know that much.
Yeah, we are.
I knew that. See, Buffalo, it came through. You were looking for a shout.
Am I one of the cool kids now?
Yeah. We're in. We got a lot to learn in the Lad City, but in this episode, we want to tell you, so there's a lot of folks that don't know who we are. My name is Joe. or Joe Evolved. I don't know what I'm going to go with yet, but my name is Joe Fear.
His crypto name is Joe Evolved. So on crypto Twitter and
that's
all
my
those...
evolved name is Joe Evolved. Yeah.
I'm Eflow. Eflow. Also known as Matt Wolf.
That's right.
Anybody listening to the Hustle It Flowchart podcast only knows me as Matt Wolf, but anybody in the crypto world knows me as Eflow. So
this episode's going to be a little different. And, you know, we're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves if you don't know us yet. A lot of the folks at Lad City don't yet. But, you know, we have a lot of listeners and watchers from Hustle and Flowchart, our existing show that's just getting carried over and evolving into Lad City and the Web3, NFT, crypto, all that fun stuff. Because that's where we've been going down the rabbit hole for months now. I mean, really years. So we have a little story we'll share. Some of this might overlap to the existing Hustle and Flowchart folks. So just bear with us. But yeah, this is our kickoff show for Lad City and this new direction for us. And it's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, so we've been in the digital marketing space for the last decade plus two.
Long time.
Right?
Feels long.
12, 13 years we've been doing digital marketing, internet marketing kind of stuff. We got allured over to crypto finally in 2017, really. That's when we kind of really started to go deep on it, was 2017. But we've been in the orbit of crypto since 2011.
Yeah, man. If only we actually took action in 2011. So crazy times. Yeah, we were exposed to Bitcoin back in the day when like no one knew what the heck Bitcoin was and mining and all this. And unfortunately for us, it just went over our heads. But it's like, man. And then there were some other instances where we're just Matt and I, you know, we've had offices and you know, monitors showing the price of Bitcoin over the years. And we're just like, $200 Nah,
it'll go down. That's too expensive.
Let's wait until it hits like in the hundreds again. Never did. So yeah, here we are now in 2021.
Yeah.
And, 2017, we had a nice little run there. Obviously a lot of folks kind of popped into that whole bull run there in crypto. And now, I don't know, we had a whole like reinvigoration when NFTs made a big splash this year.
Yeah.
And got us back into this space and really like learning, wait, hold on. There's so much more now in this space that didn't exist just a year ago.
Yeah.
A month ago, but let alone back in 2017 when it was just kind of coins and stuff.
Yeah.
There was more to it, but that's all we knew at the time.
Yeah. I think so in 2017, we were really into the altcoin kind of thing, doing a lot of trading there. And, you know, Joe had an incident with.
Got some stuff hacked.
Some security issues.
Yeah. So that gave me a little bitter taste for a little bit.
Yeah.
That was, I shoved my head in a hole for a little bit too long. You know, I was like, damn, got jacked by someone. I don't know who, but. You know, that was my own fault.
Yeah. And I think we really got reinvigorated through our podcast, Hustle and Flowchart podcast. We had we had Joel Kamm come on the show and he really broke down where NFTs are going and the use of NFTs. And I think that Joel Kamm episode was really kind of a catalyst of us going, you know what? Let's really just go all in on this stuff. This is what we love researching, talking about, doing. We don't want to do all of the other stuff we used to be doing. We don't want to be selling courses anymore and doing affiliate marketing and running paid ads and figuring out SEO. And, you know, we're going to be doing some of that stuff with Lads, but like, we really, really want to be deep immersed in the crypto space all the time. The NFT space, the DeFi space, there's just too much going on. It's moving so fast. It's such like the forefront of it right now that we've been paying attention to it, but now we figured it's time to tell our audience, you should be paying attention to it as well.
And perfect opportunity. The guys at Lads, you know, were gracious enough to give us a slot in the network. In Lad City. So you're going to see us on Mondays at 1 o'clock Pacific time. The plan is to go live ASAP. This one's recorded.
Yeah.
But we are going to be coming at you live every Monday at 1 p.m. And then for Hustle and Flowchart folks, it's still going to be on all the normal channels probably a day after. And then we have some plans to mix in some other content on our channel as well.
Yep.
So fun stuff all around. And yeah, I mean, long story short, we basically burned the existing business that we had, not to the ground, but the things that were just consuming our mind space, our energy, all of our attention. We were just like, you know what? It's going the wrong direction. It was not lighting us up. It wasn't where we see the puck going with things. And we're like, all right, it's time to like totally pivot, take everything down to the bones in terms of the business. It's just Matt and I, and we're diving deep into this stuff. And we figured this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
And we did actually ask a lot of the smart friends that we're networked with, we're in all these interesting masterminds because of business. And everyone was like, no, this is a good direction for you. Like, there's not really much downside.
Once we started talking to the people in our various mastermind groups and things like that, everybody started going, all right, I see why you guys are so lit up for crypto. You guys need to be going down that rabbit hole. So that's exactly what we're doing. So you're probably watching this episode going, okay, well, you know, Lad City has quite a bit of shows on it already. There's all sorts of shows with alpha around what NFTs to get into right now, what games to be paying attention to, stuff like that. You know, you've got NFT Live, you've got
Art Start Now,
you've got Nifty Q, you've got Lad City Radio, you've got all of these places where they're just
getting, Fun Uncle.
He's doing a lot of this stuff with the altcoins and things like that. You've got a lot of these really, really cool places to get alpha on NFTs. And with our show, we plan on giving you alpha as well. You're going to definitely hear about some inside information that you can act on quickly. Nothing's financial advice, as you've probably heard on every other YouTube channel. We don't give financial advice. We never will. We'll talk about what we're excited about right now and kind of point you in the direction, but you obviously do your own research on stuff. But what we really want to do with this show is we want to give you a deeper foundational understanding of the things underlying all these concepts, right? We want to help you understand why that NFT that you bought went down in price and help you prevent getting into those NFTs in the future. We want to help you understand why this NFT skyrocketed when other similar ones didn't, right? So that you can use the alpha that's coming at you, make your own decisions, and be more informed. We want to create that base layer foundational education for you. And so to do that, we're going to be having guests on each week where we're going to deep dive with them. We're going to find out all of the fundamentals of the business. We're going to deep dive into the roadmaps of these projects. We're going to deep dive into the people behind the projects so that we can feel comfortable getting into them, knowing that the person behind it actually cares. You know, we're going to do these really deep dives with these guests. And then we're also going to break down the foundational, fundamental things that you need to understand to be successful in this space. Because, yeah, you can go and buy and flip NFTs and make some good money doing it. But if you don't necessarily know why they're going up or why they're going down or the DAO that's behind it or the additional airdrops or the long-term implications with other DeFi or other software products, if you don't understand that kind of stuff, you're probably not going to have longevity in this world. You're just going to have some quick wins. We want to help get you that longevity. And that's the point of this show.
I dig it, man. Yeah. Hear, hear. Yeah. Hear, hear.
Oh, you'll also find that we both tend to go off on like rants. So expect
we like
rants.
To do that. Yeah. That's so people have told us, if you're new to us, a lot of folks like to kind of be the fly on the wall. Mm-hmm. So with interviews, when we interview, like most of our podcast episodes have been interviews. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we like to play, I want to say the dumb guys, but we are researched enough to ask the right questions. And we like to bring in the smartest people in our network onto our show. So that's exactly what we're going to do here. Not going to be in the business space and really marketing. I mean, even though it's all kind of, it's all lumped in together. Mm-hmm. But it's not the topics we used to talk about in the marketing space, where not everyone here is going to want to know that stuff. And honestly, we don't really want to know that stuff so much anymore. There's other people for that. So here, yeah, we've been thinking about, we're like, okay, the more we talk about this with our network, usually people don't understand the deeper implications of all this stuff. Like you said, what's happening behind NFTs? What's happening with DeFi, with DAOs, with just crypto in general? Where's the technology headed? How can you create awesome communities on the back of these drops, these NFT projects, and the utilities that you can put in there? And we actually have a lot of examples we'll go through in this episode right now. In just a few minutes here, we're going to outline where our heads are and give you some examples of what we mean by all this. Mm-hmm. And to your point, like, we want to be the bridge for folks who might not totally understand the deeper levels. Like, so if you're here, you likely know maybe even more than us on the NFT part, probably. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when it comes to the deeper stuff, that's where we're really like lit up about. And we want to really uncover, demystify a lot of that stuff for folks that are even fresh to the crypto space. Maybe they're just kind of like, I don't get it. Why are buying JPEGs so important? And it's like, you hear that thing, but like, we hear it all the time in our community. Yeah. So that was our decision. And the more we talk about this to smart people, they start to get it. And you see the flip start to switch. And we're like, that's what we want to do in mass on the Hustle and Flowchart podcast here, our show with Lad City. So I think this is going to be a fun time to just spread the knowledge to more people, you know? So With all that said,
yeah, this, where do we go from here? So I just want to reiterate something real quick, that this isn't one of our normal episodes. This is sort of an introductory episode. We wanted to introduce who we are and talk about why we're so excited about it, give a little insight into our past story. But we didn't want to go too deep because Hustle and Flowchart, like Joe said, we have about 425 episodes now. So if you really want to know who we are and the behind the scenes,
we've said it before.
You can go all the way back to 2017 and see the episodes where we were talking about altcoins and crypto and stuff back in 2017. It's all still publicly available. So this is not one of those normal episodes. Typically, a typical format, we're going to have an interview and then we're going to share the things that we're really lit up about right now. So that's going to be the typical flow. This one's just kind of a, hey, this is who we are. Let's chat a little bit.
Hi.
Yeah, man. So where do we go from here? We could talk about some of these things that are on our radar. So for the past, you know, handful of months, this is where we've really dove deep into learning and also trading some NFTs, buying, flipping. You've done a little bit more on that front, but the point of that, there's so many different things that we've kind of have our hands in now, and we're in interesting groups. So we're getting fed alpha and all sorts of different channels. Obviously, you get a lot of it here in Lads. So yeah, let's share some of this stuff, because I think this graphic we're looking at right now is one of the earlier things that we both came across on Twitter. I forget who exactly posted it initially. This graphic we're looking at here is, and I don't know if the timeline is even, obviously this is all just kind of based off of what's happened in other industries, but this is basically showing the adoption of how NFTs can really show up in the world in general. And right now, you know, maybe the arrow's a little bit more to the right.
Yeah, I would say we're right before it was collectibles and art. I think we've kind of passed the art and now we're kind of, I mean, the arrow could be in multiple places, right? Because we're definitely seeing gaming pop up. We're definitely seeing brands. We're going to be talking about brands a little bit on this episode.
Yeah.
We're definitely seeing it in the metaverse and culture. I mean, New York City, NYC NFT, NFT, I don't know the
Come order. On, man, you should know these
whatever,
things.
Whatever that event was called, like, NYC, how was that not a massive cultural event, right? Like, sure. So we're seeing, so this arrow right here is accelerating down this thing very, very quickly. Off-chain assets. We're gonna talk about that too.
Yeah, I know. This is what's crazy, because I looked at 2030. I was like, eh.
Yeah, their timeline's a little longer than reality.
Saying all that, though, I really do think all of us are on the inside. We're much deeper than the general public is on NFTs. So, like, yeah, we are seeing stuff. Like, I've seen Martha Stewart drop NFTs now. I would say she's more like here. You know, she's
brands,
over here.
Yeah, brands culture.
Branding culture. But at the same time, it's like she's probably not making a massive wave with that. You know, like there's a lot of brands I would say that are, you know, we're probably going to see sprinkles of, like, obviously metaverse has been getting talked about and there's applications, but still it's not totally adopted yet. So I think that what this is talking about is like the adoption of this mainstream. So I think I think we're still pretty dang early, you know, in the general scope of things. So I think it's smart for us to kind of take a step back sometimes.
Yeah, that is very true. We definitely start to think when we're so immersed in this stuff, we get into this headspace of like, why isn't everybody paying attention to it? This is going to change the world. This is everything. Everybody's going to be talking about this like next week. But then we kind of bring ourselves back to earth and go, this is the early days. We're still in the Wild West.
Yeah.
Like, people are still trying to figure this out. The government's been trying to figure out how to get a handle on it for over a decade. I mean, we were in crypto back in 2011-ish. We didn't own any back then, but we were talking to people
about
crypto.
We were discovering it
back then. And back then, people were talking about the regulations that were popping up and how the government's going to try to shut this thing down and all of this kind of stuff. Here we are a decade later, and all the same FUD is still popping up.
Good point. Yeah, man. So this space moves so fast. And that's why it feels like this era could be up here by now, because I feel like there's a point to be made that it is
off-chain governance.
I know.
As of today, already. We were reading a news article about how Miami is making Miami coin. That is off-chain governance in practice right now, and it's not 2030.
Nah. So it's all happening, and I really do think this timeline is going to be sped up into a handful of years. You know, and it'll just keep iterating itself, I think. But this is just a cool spectrum to show you kind of where it's going based off of assumptions from other things that have been adopted in technology and stuff over the years. That's where like the context was of this thing. So all that to say is this graph helped us kind of see the scope of NFTs and where things are headed. So this is the kind of stuff we want to pass to you.
For sure.
And it makes it so exciting.
All right.
Getting shivers.
So which one of these things do you want to go into next here?
Well, Tom Bilyeu from Impact Theory, he was on NFT Live a few weeks ago or whatever it was. and brilliant. You know, it was his Founders Key launch. And why I brought this up, why I wanted to show this, this is one of his tiers. I think it's his middle tier, the heroic tier. Mm-hmm. And this just shows like it's, and I know it's been shown before in NFT Live, I think a little bit, but this things like this really help people see the utilities behind a NFT, that is, right. You know, a potential utility. So putting this here just more or less for people to kind of grasp, okay, so when you're looking at NFTs, like a lot of NFTs just don't have this stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's all right. Like, I feel like a lot of this stuff is where NFTs are going to head, though. You're going to see a lot more influencers, people with brands and communities start to translate that into Web3 over here with the use of NFTs and smart utilities that can be built out kind of in real time. Because a lot of this stuff, if you look at it, like, there's early access to things, but most of this stuff isn't made.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of like future planning a little bit here. And, you know, this is, I like Tom's, the way that they line this out just because it's so in depth. And yeah. I know Gary Vee's another good example of VeeFriends.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this on audio right now, go check out Lad City YouTube channel because all the visuals are going to be on the screen on the video. But yeah, like this.
We can list a couple of these just to kind of get the, but go ahead.
Yeah. So what I was going to say here is this is the kind of stuff that we were talking about when, you know, so much of the outside world still sees NFTs as like JPEGs. Why can't I just copy and paste those? And then I own the image too. This is the stuff that the outside world, the normies don't get, right? Meat space. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, right? This is the stuff that those people don't get, is that by buying an NFT, you're not just getting access to this JPEG and hopefully that JPEG goes up in value and somebody else is going to want that art more than you. No, the real value of these NFTs is access. The real value of this NFT is validating access to things. If you own this NFT, you can unlock access to these various members areas. We're going to talk about DAO concepts with NFTs in a minute as well, where if you own this NFT, you can actually earn more money financially into the future. But a lot of NFTs like VeeFriends, and do we have a visual for VeeFriends too?
I didn't get that.
So a lot of NFTs like VeeFriends and this the Founders Key. They're based on access and getting additional access, and that access is validated by having that NFT in your wallet. So if you hold on to a Founders Key inside of your MetaMask wallet, when you go to log into like a members area or something, it's going to ask you to connect your MetaMask wallet. It's going to check to see if you have that NFT. And if you do, it's going to give you access. You're already seeing that kind of stuff in Discord right now, right? You're seeing it where you use that Collab Land tool, right? Where you go and confirm that you own an NFT. It connects to your MetaMask, checks to see if you own it. If you do own it, it gives you a tag inside of Discord, and now you have access to additional areas in Discord, right? They're doing the same thing with like membership access with like, you're going to start seeing this more and more pop up on websites where you go to a website, it asks you to connect your MetaMask wallet. When you connect your MetaMask wallet, it checks to see you own a token. If you own that token, you get access to the website, right? So that is really where the big value of NFTs is going. Not the only value. That's one of the biggest values of NFTs. There's obviously other implications in gaming and DeFi and all sorts of other stuff, but the JPEG argument, this is the counter argument to like, can I just copy and paste it? Well, you can, but you don't get all of this stuff as well, right? Yeah. And then you have VeeFriends, where he's actually doing stuff in real life,
validated through
these things, right? You get that Gary Vaynerchuk live event. I don't remember what he's calling
it. Yeah, it's something Gary V or VeeFriends live. I don't know.
Something like that. So you get access to that event, but then he also has like rare cards that you can get, and the rare cards get you access to like a ping pong match with Gary V, sit down for a day with and have lunch with Gary V. You actually get real world access to Gary by holding these NFTs. So that's where the big value of these NFTs are, is like the access, but not just access, a better way to validate access, right? Think of like Netflix. How many people have a Netflix account that they share their username and password with family and friends? I am calling the cops. But everybody does it, right? There's no.
It's actually not my account.
There's not a great validation make sure that you rightfully can get access to Netflix.
Yeah,
that is going to change in the future, because now validation over time is going to be more and more tokenized.
And then you can resell your license to someone else for potentially more if that network is rocking and rolling. Yeah, it's a higher value. You become an owner and investor in this thing, and also a user.
Yeah, I mean,
all the above.
Imagine a world, and I'm just using Netflix as an example. I don't know if Netflix is planning on doing this, probably not. But let's imagine a Netflix where you can go and pay $500 one time and you get access to Netflix, and Netflix checks to make sure you have a token to make sure that you rightfully get access to Netflix. You use Netflix for for 2 years, and then you decide, you know what, I don't really want my Netflix account anymore, I'm not using it enough, you can go and resell your Netflix token to somebody else and actually get all of your investment back. So you never lost any money, right? I mean, accounting for inflation, you know, and the token could go down, but if people really want access to Netflix and there's only a limited access to Netflix, there's only 100,000 people in the world can access Netflix, that value is going to go up if people aren't selling their token.
For sure. Yeah, man. So like on this for the audio as well, just a couple of the big perks that behind Founders Key, just to give you some examples, like free access to contests, to airdrops, to different, you know, opportunities to mint. So basically free access to cool stuff, digital stuff. Then you have early access to other experiences. There's a sandbox experience. So there's some metaverse element. There's other minting, whitelist for other drops that are going to happen for NFTs. Exclusive access to Discord channels, merch. Then you have discounts to all sorts of events and other physical merch and other platforms that they have out there, virtual merch. Then you have other perks like avatars, custom avatars, other general things like that. And then partnership perks, which looks like discounts on online stores, at least 15 partners to be announced. And not sure all the details of that, but the point is, like, there's all these different categories you can kind of let your mind go wild with. Mm-hmm. And this is why I like looking at Tom's, you know, the Founders Key thing here. It's like, it just gets the wheels spinning.
Yeah, and that whitelist on select NFT airdrops, I don't know if people realize how huge that potentially could be. Like, getting whitelisted on projects that have, you know, big potential and a lot of momentum behind them is, like, free money, essentially.
Well, yeah. Well, let's talk about that, because that kind of gets into the ENS airdrop that I'm sure a lot of folks experienced. I was not smart enough to get my .eth name in time. I think it was before Halloween.
Yeah.
But tell us about this, because you bought one of these and you scored with this.
I did.
And we know some friends that did too.
So I bought eflow.eth 2 months ago or something like that. I didn't know an airdrop was coming, right? I don't think it was announced. I don't think anybody outside of the internal team knew that an airdrop was going to happen.
Right.
So I was just sitting on this domain, because what these .eth domain names do is they're just a shorter address for your Ethereum wallet.
Yeah, right here. Yeah, it's an address to own them all.
Yeah, so like instead of, hey, send me your wallet, I'll send you some Ethereum, and then you send them this long string of letters and numbers that's very confusing, and if you accidentally, you know, drop one of the letters or numbers when you copy and paste it, you could send to the wrong address or it could error out or whatever. I can now tell people, hey, you want to send me some Ethereum? Send it to eflow.eth. And by doing that, I just have like an easy memorizable name to send money to into my Ethereum wallet, right? I saw somebody on Twitter the other day that said, like, tell me your Ethereum address without having to look it up. And then the hashtag was like, how to know you bought ENS or something like that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's so cool. And you could see it's linked up to all sorts of different, you know, apps and exchanges, wallets, browsers even. So,
and the day after it released, it was available on Binance. It was available on KuCoin.
Yeah.
And it's coming out on Coinbase. Like, there was some stuff going on behind the scenes leading up to this airdrop, right? So
they had a plan. And I mean, they've been around, I think, for 5-ish years or something like that. So the point we bring this up is, like, there's an opportunity with what you said with being on whitelist or getting in and maybe purchasing that utility, even if it's not technically a coin yet or a DAO seeming thing or NFT. It's just like, oh, I'm going to buy this thing because it looks valuable. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's part of the infrastructure of what's being built on top of all the blockchains. And you just got handsomely rewarded for it, for taking action. Hooray.
Yeah, buddy.
Go you. And go you if you did this. Don't go me, because I did not do this. So.
Well, really, the reason we want to bring it up is because now we're sort of on the hunt for additional opportunities like this. What projects can we get involved in where, if we're lucky, down the line, we'll just get stuff gifted to us, or at the very least, we'll
get in on
white
the action
listed on stuff.
Yeah. And we have another example of this, actually, which maybe other folks can get into.
This will be out before. Well, I mean, you could still get in with other products, right?
Let's talk about it at least, because I think it's interesting. And yeah, other products are always popping around. So you sent this to me last night, and I thought this was very interesting. We'll start with the store.
Yeah.
So let's go to the main site, actually. So if we go here, it's metafactory.ai. I don't know why I was going to say meta. So M-E-T-A factory.ai. And essentially, it calls itself a digital physical goods for the metaverse. Mm-hmm. And what we found here is that, cool, you could buy merch. There's hoodies, there's shoes, there's a shirt. And some of this stuff is sold out, and you'll see why shortly. Mm-hmm. So Matt and I, and you can explain this, Matt, we bought this shirt. We both got in on one. And at the time, it's still for sale, but...
Well, as of the time of the recording, by the time this is live, it's not,
yeah, I doubt it'll...
But there, oh, yeah, other, okay, yeah, there are other things for sale on this site. So you can still go to metafactory.ai and purchase products on the site and still potentially capitalize on this. So we were looking at this WGMI shirt. I just thought it was a cool shirt. I clicked over to the link because I'm like, I like that shirt. I want to get one.
Wag me.
Yeah. It's just a cool design, and I'd wear it on the show. So I came over to buy one, and I was reading the description over here, and I got to this part here, and it says, to pay with crypto, Ethereum may not only add to cart and select Coinbase Commerce at checkout, add your Ethereum address for future robot reward claims and NFT deliveries. You can create an account and add it to your profile. Rewards are retroactive to the set account address, claimable after distribution every 4 to 8 weeks. Basically, if you own this shirt and you give them their Ethereum address when you check out, they're going to airdrop you a digital NFT version of the shirt, mm-hmm, that you can wear in the metaverse, or you can resell if you want. You can resell the NFT on OpenSea or whatever. Mm, you can resell that shirt. But it's a shirt that you can wear in the metaverse inside of CryptoVoxels right now. You can wear that shirt around. But also, by ordering through this MetaFactory website, they're actually airdropping these robot reward tokens.
And let's look that up really fast. Let's go to CoinGecko or something.
So they're actually airdropping these robot reward tokens to users of the website, both sellers and buyers of the products, right? So just by buying products on this website and giving them the Ethereum address, you might just start seeing tokens get dropped into your account.
You will.
Well,
so they say.
So they say. I haven't seen them yet.
But what, 6 to 8 weeks or whatever it says?
And then check this out. These robot coins are worth $121 right now. So if they just drop you one coin, I don't know what the airdrops are going to be. It could be a fractionalized coin. I don't know. But if they drop you one coin and you make $121, well, you bought your shirt for $50. So you buy a $50 shirt. And when you buy the $50 shirt, you get the shirt. They're going to ship it to you. But then you also get a digital NFT version of the shirt that's accessible in the metaverse. I can't talk.
He's so excited right now.
I talk too fast and then I talk ahead of myself. But you also get robot tokens, which is MetaFactory's governance token, basically.
Exactly. So go back really fast because this is where, this is where the coin is. So I wanted to show this as well. If you want to know about the coin, it's at metafactory.ai/robots with an S. And it's the robot coin or token. So you can kind of read a little bit about it here. We won't go through it all. But yeah, you do get governance. So it is a DAO.
Which basically means, if you don't know what governance is, it basically means that you're going to get some voting rights and help steer the direction based on the ratio of coins you have. So typically, the more owners of a coin, the more votes they get in the various things they do.
For sure. So there's liquidity elements of it. And I haven't dug in all of these things here. There's a curation game. I would suggest to probably get on the updates, just because it seems like this is doing some interesting stuff here, and it's all related to metaverse stuff, but also physical.
Yeah.
And
wanted to show real quick too, that if we come over here and we just go back to shop MetaFactory, that yes, by the time you're looking at this, this is going to be sold out, unfortunately, but there are other products on here.
That's right. Click in any of these, cause there's some other different coins even, that are backed by, I don't know if it's like the creator that's attached to the coin or what.
Yeah, I think different creators get involved here. I think they have to be approved. I don't think anybody can just do it. I see a future where they just kind of allow anybody in there.
This internet banking shirt's cool. So if we scroll down on the right, does this, I want to see if it's attached to another coin, because not all of them are. Yeah, this one's not.
So this one doesn't seem to have the thing where it says it's going to give you tokens if you grab this one.
Yeah, so I was clicking around last night, and there are definitely, it's a variety, so you just have to kind of look, and these are some interesting stuff. Oop. And there's already new things on here since last night when I was looking.
And I don't know, they may just not have that written here, but you may still, we haven't ordered anything but the one shirt we ordered, and on the receipt, it actually said you'll be receiving some tokens.
Yeah, so go back, let's show the receipt really fast, because this is what it looked like after we got this whole thing,
So down here, it says you will receive robot tokens at, his Ethereum address in the next reward distribution every 6 to 8 weeks. Future NFT wearables will also be sent to this address. So it did say on the receipt that we're receiving stuff, right? I don't know if some of this other stuff has it as well. I wouldn't be surprised if these are also, you know, attached to some of the tokens and stuff as well. It's just not mentioned. I don't know, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, dig around, do your own research.
Keep an eye on this space, though, because it's an interesting model where, yeah, it's the physical, you know, shirts and swag and all that stuff meets metaverse, meets earning on the back with these tokens and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, what's so exciting about this is I didn't necessarily see how NFTs and e-commerce were really going to tie together yet. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have a clear picture in my mind. Last night, I went and ordered this shirt. And when I ordered this shirt, it all just clicked. I'm just mm-hmm. like, oh, I fucking get it now. I understand how e-commerce and NFTs tie together now. I can buy something. There's another thing, if you actually dig into the data on this, the website, they actually talk about how like all of the products are going to be like microchipped or something like that. So you can actually, it actually ties back microchipped? To your NFT. Well, somehow it validates that shirt is really tied to that
thing. Oh, yeah. And yeah, we could play this, but yeah, check out, there's a lot of cool stuff to go in on this. I mean, you could just see.
Yeah. So anyway, like that's what's so exciting to me is we're entering a world where you can go and buy merch from somebody that you want to support, a creator that you really like, that you really want to support. You go buy their merch, and as a result of buying that merch, you actually make more money back as a result of buying that merch than what the merch actually cost you. Mm. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with this shirt. We don't know yet, but
we'll report back.
The concept is there, right? That this is exciting stuff where we might one day buy shirts where we know we're going to buy the shirt, get the shirt, and actually get the money back on the shirt and essentially keep the money later.
It makes sense. You're supporting the creator. They're probably making enough on their, I mean, it was a $50 shirt. That's more of an expensive shirt than normal, you know?
Yeah.
But you're also getting paid to support this Meta Factory. So that's probably, you know, the DAO that these creators are going to with their swag and able to distribute it on their network. But, you know, I don't know if this coin thing, it seems like it's by select products, but either way, earlier the better. This is one of those examples, again, like ENS, like, hey, there's some opportunities to get in and also get dropped some free stuff.
Yeah.
And who knows what it's going to be, but you know what? $50, it's worth an experiment for us at least.
For sure.
Something to keep an eye on is metafactory.ai.
And the ship has sailed on ENS, so if anybody, I know that's probably going to be a question, can I still go buy a domain name and get it? You had to buy it before November. So anybody who bought all the way up to October 31st, I think, got the airdrop. Yeah. Anybody who bought after didn't. So that ship has sailed, unfortunately, for everybody else.
There's
for me,
more to
I
come.
Won, but
all right. So one last example we want to cover is an NFT that we both got in on maybe a month ago or so.
Yeah, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was called Crazy Skulls with a Z.
And I'm pretty sure a bunch of lads are in on this. I've seen it come up inside the Discord before. So cool. I think a handful of people are in on this. Now, this isn't a brand new mint that is just now, you know, you can get on board.
No, it's not.
But let's see, if you go to OpenSea, I think they actually might be trading below the mint price at the moment.
Where's their right little, there it is.
Yeah, so I think right now, so the mint price on these was, what, 0.05?
Oh, there it is.
And you could currently get in at 0.033. So you can actually get in lower than what we got in at mint for right now.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about why we're still in on this one and why we're kind of excited about it. It's because
this.
They're doing this DAO thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the DAO thing. So, actually, let me go back really. Let me see in my notes. Yeah. So, the whole idea is their roadmap has changed after we got into Crazy Skulls. So, like, it totally changed once we got in, but for the better, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So now there is a utility token on the back of this NFT, Crazy Skulls, and this basically outlines how that works. And the idea is, yeah, it's a DAO now. And the idea is you could stake your NFT. So, you know, I could stake my skull, you could stake yours. And because of that, now we can earn Bones token. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it basically points it out here. It's like, okay, if you have one of the NFTs, like the OG skulls, that's what we got, you get the most amount of bones. You get 5 a day. Mm-hmm. If you have these other versions, you get slightly less. If you have these spooky cards, they're like upgrades. So
yeah, it doubles the amount of rewards.
Yeah. So all of that to say is like, hey, because you're staking your NFT, you now are rewarded. You can see, yeah, it adds doubles going on down here. You can own the bones. And then basically you can use bones then to own a fractionalized portion of a blue chip NFT like an ape over here. And then, of course, the governance side of it all, you can vote for wherever this DAO is going to go in the future.
Yeah. So let me break this down real quick, because with the Crazy Skulls, they did have a little bit of a different model, but it was fairly similar when we did launch. But what I liked about it was there was so many different reasons to stay involved. They were really, really good at going, okay, this is coming up next, so stay on board. This is coming up next, so stay on board, right? So the way it worked was you mint a crazy skull. If you minted, if you mint three crazy skulls, then you get one of these mummy tokens, which isn't actually on this roadmap, but it's right here, right? For every three skulls you get one of these mummy tokens. For every one skull you get one of these cards. And all of these things were rolled out at different times to kind of keep you on board, to kind of keep you
like
waiting for the next thing.
3 weeks apart or so. Yeah, it was incentivizing the holding.
So you basically, we basically spent 0.05 ETH per per NFT right in the beginning. And yes, now it might be a little bit lower, but I now have double the NFTs because I've gotten, I got three of these skulls and now I have three of the cards. Now I have six NFTs for the price of three. And now because I hold three of these skulls, I'm going to get one of these mummies. Now I own seven NFTs. For every one skull that I own, I also get one of these nuclear skulls that that is rolling out as well. And so now I'm going to own 7, 8, 9, 10 NFTs from the initial three NFTs that I bought. So even if these bones tokens, these utilities never pan out, I now have 10 NFTs that I can sell for the price of three.
Right? And you could potentially earn, with all this whole breakdown here, you could start doing the math on whatever you hold.
Yeah, so I've got three crazy skulls. That's five bones per day. So 15 bones per day. I'll have one mummy. That's another three bones per day. So I'd have 15, 18 bones. A nuclear skull, I'll have three of those. That's two. So now I'll have... what was my last number?
15. So you have about like not 19.
So I have 19 bones a day. And then if I hold these cards, these are multipliers. So now I'm really getting like 40-ish bones per day or whatever for holding all of this stuff. I don't know what the bones are going to be worth. They might be worth fractions of a penny.
But if we scroll down, it could potentially, like if it's going to a fractionalized blue chip, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, so that has the potential to.
That's what creates the value. That's the underlying value of the assets, right? So these bones tokens are sort of backed by these blue chip NFTs.
Right.
So if you're ever to sell them, you're going to sell them essentially because people want access to that fractionalized NFT portfolio.
Yeah, man. So this is the stuff where we're looking at and really getting excited with certain NFT projects. And it's interesting to see them get developed later.
Yeah.
Because, it's like. Like, the community, always hear, okay, check in on the community, see how that's going. And that's what we've done with Crazy Skulls, even though we've seen the price dip and do all that stuff. We're like, man, the community has always been popping.
Yep.
The mods and the devs have always been great to, like what you just said, incentivize holding, also tell us what's coming. And like every single week, there's something, there's a giveaway, there's a vote, there's a whatever, there's all these things happening. So these are the projects that light us up.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though NFT, the markets are slower right now.
Yeah.
You know, but these are the ones where I'm like, man, these are the fun ones to really identify. And, like we were talking about just like with NFTs in general, and we're not the experts. This is just from like our gut feeling is like, there's a lot of, these blue chip NFTs that most people just probably can't afford right now. Or they're, it's not as nice to the, I guess, the more the newbie market. And I would say, like we kind of fall into that, with the NFT side of stuff. But what's really cool is like, look at the fractionalized thing now. Now you could start to really utilize your position and maybe scoop up some of these things on OpenSea.
Dude, these are such a discount right now.
They are very discounted and there's a lot of them available under the 0.05 that it was originally minted for. Again, do your own research, but this is something that we've held on to for over a month now for that reason.
Yeah, yeah. So. I mean, it really, at the end of the day, these things are on discount. Yes, the prices are dropping, but I think that's because Ethereum's going up in price. People are looking at the US dollar amount versus the Ethereum price going, oh, that's getting pretty hefty. Plus, you're seeing gas fees that are costing you more than it cost to even buy the damn thing in the first place. Like you'll pay 0.03 ETH and it'll be a 0.04 gas fee, right? So that's kind of the reason people aren't getting into them as rapidly as they were. But knowing this roadmap, knowing that you're going to be getting all of these extra incentives over time just for holding on to this stuff, to us makes it worth it to just kind of hodl and just keep
at this point,
stick with it.
So that's our strategy, and this is what we're looking for, at least on the NFT side. But obviously, it's not just JPEGs and stuff like this, that also applied over here. it's applying over here, you know, to all the meta factory thing.
Yeah, I think we effectively just broke down how NFTs can earn you more money, can cross with e-commerce, can cross with culture, can cross with membership sites, can cross with.
So basically, like this whole like thing right there.
Yeah,
we kind of covered. Yeah, I think we actually covered gaming a little bit, not so much, but
we'll have more episodes.
We could
on
if we wanted
to.
Yeah, but brands, culture, metaverse, off-chain assets, off-chain governance.
We talked about all those.
Nailed it. I would say it's a first good episode, eh? So
this is the best episode we've ever done for Lad City.
Woo!
Hands down, best episode we've ever done for Lad City.
Ever. Mic drop. I don't want to drop these mics.
Well, these mics can't be dropped.
Nope, can't drop this one. Yeah. I tried.
So let's wrap up with a little bit of just kind of a reminder of the sort of game plan here. Again, this is sort of not a normal episode. We will be kind of digging into the things that we're into at the end of most of our episodes, but most of our episodes are going to be more interview-based where we're going to dig into stuff like this, but with a guest, right? So that's what most of these episodes are going to be. They're going to drop every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific. The first couple might be recorded, but we're trying to get these to be live with you, interacting with you guys in real time.
We just got to get our production
as soon as possible. Yeah, just got to get the production dialed in.
It's the production side. So, you know, that's why Buff is so dang good and Uncle as well. Fun Uncle. Yep. So, props to y'all.
Nifty
You're helping
Q.
us out.
We're
Nifty
loving
Q.
the crew over here at
the
Lads.
Whole crew is awesome. So, our vibe, our tribe. I want to see it in the comments. Come on. We're actually not that great, but like hit the smash that subscribe button, the bell, you know, it'll ding-a-ling that thing. You know, do all the things that, you know, the boys tell you to do. Just
do them for us too.
Yeah, do it for us too, because we're part of the crew, man, the city.
And if you've been a longtime Hustle and Flowchart listener,
you rock.
Welcome aboard to Lad City. Make sure you subscribe to the Lads YouTube channel if you're not already.
Find them on Discord too and all that stuff.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out in that Discord as well. So yeah, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you, and we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that special episode, that first episode for Lad City. Wanted to do one last real quick thing before I wrap up this episode and remind you to go grab Easy Webinar if you haven't already. Easy Webinar does the automated webinars, the hybrid webinars, the live webinars, builds the landing pages, does the tracking. It pretty much is an all-in-one webinar tool that's going to do all the webinar stuff that you're going to want it to do. So make sure you grab Easy Webinar today if you don't already have it. They are hooking you up for being a Hustle and Flowchart listener. Go to easywebinar.com/hustle to get a nice little discount on Easy Webinar. And finally, if you like this episode, go leave us a review on iTunes, give us a like on the YouTubes, subscribe to Lad City, and do all that good stuff. We really, really appreciate it. It helps spread the word of the show, and we love you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.